It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday evening. It is it's getting dark and cloudy up here in the center of the universe. We do have a light rain falling, and that's going to be with us. Just a heads up, rain throughout the night and all day tomorrow morning. So Kevin Sorbo is going to be on tomorrow morning show with John at 6 a.m. Now, here's my prediction. I don't do predictions, but if I were to do predictions, I would predict that Kevin Sorbo shows up as promised and that Dr. Danny Avila, not so much. I'm hoping I'm wrong, but I mean, he pulled that whole nonsense the last time. So anyway, make sure you're tuned in starting at 6 a.m. I don't know the exact time. Doesn't matter. Just be there at 6 and stick around. You will absolutely learn a lot. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the brutal slaughter of innocents, October the 7th. It's hard to believe that it's a year ago. I mean, it really is. It is hard to believe that it is a year ago. But it's a year ago. And this was, in every sense of the word, Israel's 9/11. Right? 1,200, 1,300 peaceful people slaughtered by terrorists. And Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, said, hey, we're fighting back. We're fighting back. There is a time and a place to stand up and fight. And that bothers some people, I know. But it's the truth. I give you the example all the time of my folks, my parents. My mom was of that mindset, Jewish mom, overprotective. Don't say anything. Just let it go. Let it go. Everything, you got to let it go. Don't talk about being a Jew. Don't worry about it. And when I was 12 years of age, I watched as some kids, they were from the local Catholic school, no knock on the Catholic school administrators. That just happens to be where these kids went to school. I don't think they were representing anybody except their own ignorant asses. But they came over, and one of the things they did, they attacked a bunch of us that were playing street hockey in the schoolyard. They also started going after these old women. Now, I guess I'm at a stage where I say old and it means something else, or I say, oh, that kid, and that could mean something else. But these were older women. In my view, at that point, they were in their 60s. Which now I don't think is all that old. But these were women who had survived the Holocaust. Some cases, they had husbands who were alive. In some cases, they were widows. But there was this one apartment development that was right near our house. And there were so many of these folks who lived in that apartment complex. And these women used to have these little sort of fold-up shopping carts, and they would walk the two blocks up to Castor Avenue, which was the shopping area in our neighborhood, and they would go to the supermarket, and they would get all their stuff, and they would walk back. Right? They didn't drive. And I'm looking back, I think a lot of the husbands didn't drive either. So that's what they did. They walked up there, and they did their marketing, and they walked back. And some of these thugs came and they were beating up little old ladies and attacking little old ladies and saying, you know, Hitler should have finished the job and you belong in an oven. And, you know, what? One of them was, I remember this line, I'll never forget. You know, what's the difference between a pizza and a Jew? The pizza doesn't scream when you put it in the oven, right? I mean, they're horrible, horrible things. These were little old ladies, little old men who had survived the Holocaust. And here were a collection of idiots, thugs, that were attacking them. And again, I was about 12 years old when all this happened. And I started learning how to fight. Jewish Defense League had an operation in our neighborhood, and we would go, I think it was either Wednesday night or Thursday night, in the basement of one of the local synagogues, and we learned how to fight. And we had guys there who had been in the Marine Corps. They were, in some cases, the Army. They were Special Forces. They were Navy SEALs. They were all Jewish guys. And they're like, hey, you got to learn how to fight. And at one time when I came from playing street hockey, and these guys had attacked us, and I came home, and, you know, like whimpering and stuff, and my mom, you know, we'll find out where they live, and we'll talk to their parents, and we'll do this. And my dad came home, and he looked at me, and said, you got to learn how to fight. I know I've shared it with you, but I'll remind you, because I do like saying it. My dad was actually on the Army boxing team when he was in the military police in Korea. We went down in our basement, and he had a pair of old battered up gloves, and he kept a pair, and he threw a pair at me and said, all right, now we're going to learn how to fight. And sometimes you have to learn how to fight. Sometimes you have to stand up. It's just that simple. And we're at that point. Bibi Netanyahu knows that the survival of the Jewish people is at stake, and it is not going to happen on his watch. And it doesn't matter how weaselly, how cowardly the president of the United States is, or the vice president of the United States is, or their enablers are. I'm looking at a post over on X. Now, if you're not with me on X, would you do me a favor, please? Follow Jeff Katz Show on X. Jeff Katz Show on X. When you go over there to follow Jeff Katz Show on X, you'll see why I've been bugging you and being a pain in the rear end to get you to follow me. You'll see. You might be able to see the numbers turn. Jeff Katz Show on X. But I'm looking at a post from our friend Yale Levin, who says, why is UVA allowing a hate group with ties to the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas that harasses and intimidates Jewish students on its campus to hold, quote, an event on October the 7th? Well, that's my question, too. Hey, UVA, why are you doing that? There's no other reason for SJP, Students for Justice in Palestine, to hold an event on that date other than to instill further terror into the hearts of UVA's Jewish students. I guess the UVA administration didn't really mean it when they instituted a policy of neutrality. Well, that's a question, UVA administrators. How on earth can you even conceive of allowing this anti-Semitic group to hold an event on your campus on October the 7th? Have you lost your ever-loving minds? I mean, even if you are siding with these idiot students and the moronic professors, even you have to understand the significance of allowing them to have any sort of an event on October the 7th. Is that really lost on you? Can you be that oblivious? One would hope not. But I'll tell you what, I'm looking at it as we speak, and I'm thinking, well, maybe they are okay with that. What's going to happen on these college campuses? You think we'll see anything at VCU on October the 7th? You would think that a week from now, October the 7th, people would pause, look back on the deaths. I mean, not somebody dying of old age, not somebody who lived a good life. I'm talking about 19, 20-year-old kids who are at a peace concert, right? They were all on the side of the idiots who actually flew in and slaughtered them. That's the most amazing part of this. I mean, what exactly are we supposed to do? How can anybody in their right mind believe that doing anything except acknowledging, thinking, praying would be appropriate? I am concerned about what will happen at BCU. William and Mary. I'm just trying to think of what we could see. You know, it's also interesting to me, you have to understand this, that we're getting into what we in the Jewish community call the days of awe. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, that is Hebrew for the head of the year. It's the beginning of the new year. And I don't want to confuse anybody, but in Judaism, there's actually a couple of New Year's. It's really weird. Look, my people like a party. So, but this is the biggie. And that's coming up on Wednesday. We have Yom Kippur, holiest day on the Jewish calendar, Day of Atonement. That's coming up on the 12th. And right there in the middle, October the 7th. And I know the Jewish Community Federation is going to have something, the JCC. I'm sure there's going to be stuff going on. I don't know. Holocaust Museum. But I am very, very concerned about what is happening and will happen at UVA and at VCU. And you and I need to be aware of this. And if you know anybody on that UVA board, you should send them a note. You really should. And ask them who in their right mind thinks it's appropriate to let that group of anti-Semitic activists have any sort of an event on October the 7th. Maybe you'll get an answer. Maybe you won't. But at least you will have done something, right? Ambassador Francis Rooney's joining us at 5:35. I want to remind you, tomorrow morning, my friend John Reed is going to be here. A couple of big guests with John tomorrow. Kevin Sorbo. And if he shows up, that Dr. Danny Avula, who would now like to, he'd like to be mayor of Richmond, bringing the same level of integrity and honesty and competence that he brought to the Ralph Northam administration, overseeing the shutdown of everything in our beloved Commonwealth. Yeah. Oh, gosh. What could possibly go wrong? 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. On a Monday evening, we've got former Ambassador Francis Rooney joining us. The importance of foreign affairs in this election. Well, I tell you, we see it up close and personal now, probably in a way we've never seen before. The invasion on the border and the tremendous amount of money we've given to people in Ukraine who don't seem to care all that much about us, and leaving Israel all on its own. I'll tell you what, foreign affairs have never been more important, and frankly, they've never been clearer. They've never been clearer. So I'm looking forward to chatting with Ambassador Rudy. We've also got former Ambassador David Friedman. I know we had to reschedule him. I think that's sometime next week. And we'll have some very special folks joining us on October the 7th. We'll be talking the one-year anniversary of that absolutely disgusting, awful slaughter in Israel.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to analyze. I do want to, I got to share this with you, man. I've been talking about bat crap crazy for, 20 years? Senator Lindsey Graham sort of, kind of, grabs my bat crap crazy line. I guess it'll be on his T-shirts, too, just like it's on mine. He's on CNN. He's educating Jake Tapper like nobody has ever educated Jake Tapper. Cut number two.
Let's talk about the Trump campaign, because I want to play something Trump said yesterday in a speech ostensibly about Vice President Kamala Harris's visit to the border. Let's take a listen.
Kamala is mentally impaired. Joe Biden became mentally impaired. Kamala was born that way. If you think about it, only a mentally disabled person could have allowed this to happen to our country.
Okay, so first of all, there are actual people out there with mental impairments, right, and that's insulting to them. Second of all, Vice President Kamala Harris is not mentally impaired.
No, I just think she's crazy liberal. I don't question her.
But what do you think about that rhetoric?
I just think the better course to take is to prosecute the case that her policies are destroying the country. They're crazy liberal. 400,000 people have been let loose in our country. 16,000 people convicted of being a rapist. 13,000 convicted murderers, and 400,000 of people generally convicted of crimes released on her watch. It's not going to get better.
So I saw that statistic. We dove into it, our fact checker. That statistic is actually over decades. So some of those people you're talking about are people that came into the country during Trump. And second of all, some of them are in prison. A lot of them are in prison. Not ICE prisons, but federal prisons for their crimes.
I can tell you this. The man who killed Lincoln Riley in Georgia was released by the Biden-Harris administration on parole because they had no capacity at the border to hold him. That's not a reason to parole people. I promise you, there are men, women have been raped and murdered. People have been hurt by illegal immigrants released into this country without detention. It is a nightmare. It is crazy. It's crazy to boycott a speech by the Prime Minister of Israel to a joint session of Congress thinking it won't embolden Iran. Well, it's crazy to withdraw from Afghanistan hoping things will be different this time. Medicare for all, Green New Deal, crazy stuff.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying she's crazy. I'm saying your party, your policies are batshit.
Oh, wow. All right. Now, Senator, I'm just going to tell you, bat crap crazy will cover you in that regard. Just you got, seriously, take my word on that. Utilize bat crap crazy. You will be safe, and we don't actually have to bleep anything. But he's absolutely right. They are bat crap crazy. Absolutely. And what are they trying to do again and again? Well, you know, Donald Trump said something that really, you know, it's, I just don't care anymore. I don't. Well, do you think she's mentally disabled? No. No, I don't. But I would agree with Senator Lindsey Graham that the policies are in fact bat crap crazy. Bringing people into the country and allowing them to commit crimes and then never having them, you know, leave. Not sending them to prison, not prosecuting them, not arresting them. 13,000 plus murders. So if you don't care about those who committed the murders, how about the innocent victims? How about the 13,099 people who were murdered? Don't they count for something? Do we have to be all wrapped up in, oh, Donald Trump used a term I don't like? And you know, that's what they you heard it with Jay Tapper. The leftists don't want to argue with you or debate you or talk with you in any way about the actual policies. Why? Because they know they're bat crap crazy. But they have all made their money already. They are not worried about you, and they are making sure that they are protected, even as you are not. They do not care about you. That becomes clearer and clearer and clearer every single solitary day. You can hate Donald Trump's comments or old tweets. I don't really care. He's the one guy out there who has our back. He is the one guy out there who is saying, I am running to make America great again. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 5:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday evening. We have got rain. And that'll pretty much sum it up, man. We're going to have rain throughout the course of the evening. We're going to have rain essentially all day tomorrow. And we're going to have to deal with it. Now, whatever we have, and we're talking about a quarter of an inch or thereabouts, whatever we have really pales in comparison to what our friends or family members are going through down in Florida and Georgia. Yeah, I mean, even here in our beloved Commonwealth, we've got a section, Southwest Virginia. Governor Youngkin and his bride were down there over the weekend. I mean, it's nasty. So we've got what we've got. Again, just some rain, quarter inch or so for this evening. Now, Ambassador Francis Rooney is joining us. I'm really looking forward to chatting with him. We are looking at this presidential election a little more than a month away for Election Day. But let's not kid ourselves. Here in the Commonwealth, we started early voting, what, last week before? It's election season at this point. There are a lot of issues at play. We talk a lot about money and the fact that you are poorer today than you were 4 years ago, unless your boss gave you a 17.9% pay increase. You are making less now than you were then. But what about international affairs? Well, Francis Rooney served as the ambassador to the Vatican, and he's got one or two thoughts on this. Mr. Ambassador, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me on.
And I'm not quite sure, is it Mr. Ambassador, Congressman? You've had so many titles, sir.
Well, Francis works pretty good.
Okay. Well, that will work for me then. You served in the United States House of Representatives. You served as the ambassador to the Vatican with President George W. Bush. And I'm curious to know what you think of the current lay of the land with international affairs these days.
Well, I think the world's on fire.
Yeah.
The weak leadership that we've experienced the last few years has aided and abetted a lot of bad actors around the world to act out. I mean, you know, the Saudis fought the Houthis for years and couldn't do anything with them. We don't seem to be able to do anything with the Houthis. The Houthis are menacing our commerce in the Gulf of Aden.
Mm-hmm.
We know what's obviously happening with Iran and their surrogates, Hezbollah and Hamas. And fortunately, thank goodness, the Israelis are taking it to them. I'm really proud of the Israelis for taking it to them.
It has to be a little bit of a shock to some of the people in D.C., though, I would think, because President Biden and Vice President Harris apparently have spent the last year telling Prime Minister Netanyahu, hey, you got to dial it back.
Well, that's the problem. The problem with the Democrats is they can't take a hard stand on principle.
Mm-hmm.
They want to publicly say they support Israel, but behind the scenes they're knocking them back and kind of talking nice with the Palestinians, etc. And you can't do both. You can't. What is Isaiah? Isaiah was the original management consultant. He said, "No man can serve two masters." And he was a smart guy.
He was
and
a smart
guy. Where
we
are right
now.
And then with Iran, somehow or another, the Democrats, starting with Obama, continued through Biden, keep wanting to suck up to Iran, support them, help them, and I don't understand it. I mean, they are a mortal enemy of ours.
Yeah. Well, now, it's interesting, you, as a former serving ambassador, former member of Congress, you say you don't understand it. Now, multiply that by 10. I'm just a regular guy in the neighborhood. I don't have any concept of why anybody in the Biden administration or the Obama administration, why would they want to play nicely with Iran? You got to have some idea.
Well, I think there's a bit of a myopia among the Democrats that if they give them their money back and they talk nice and have a treaty which is totally defective,
right,
that allows them to continue their nuclear progress on the military bases, the American people won't find out about that, and everybody feels better.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't feel better in a world like this. You have to only deal from strength.
Yes.
Foreign policy is based on projecting strength and solidarity and a unity of purpose that we had in the Cold War, that we had during the Cuban Missile Crisis, and we don't have now.
I want to remind everybody that Ambassador Francis Rooney is joining us. Mr. Ambassador, let me ask you about who it is amongst the candidates now that you think projects strength. Do we have a candidate, in your opinion, that is strong enough to step to the plate?
Well, we only have two people running for president, so I'm going for Trump.
Okay. Now,
he's shown his ability to be strong.
Right.
He's taken some important actions. He mm-hmm. helped bring the Sunni Arabs into a relationship with Israel, which, in fact, was what steamed up Iran and made them so nervous that mm-hmm. caused them to do some of the things they're doing. Right. But we have to parry back on them.
Well, that's a very interesting take, because there were some people, when I mentioned that Ambassador Francis Rooney was going to be, and was that the guy who was the congressman that he didn't like Trump? I mean, and that's, you know, kind of the reputation.
There are things I didn't like about Trump, and right. I wrote about it.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I think that's why your talk about him is so important, that you were not necessarily, quote, a member of the fan club. There were some things you didn't like, but you are very clear in saying he's the guy now that we have and we ought to be united.
Well, and I talked to the president about it. I said, you got to pick your battles, man. Yeah. Let's win the big ones. Don't worry about the little ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious to know, as you are sharing this with people, you're based in Florida, Naples, if I recall correctly. And I hope you guys come through the storm okay?
Oh, yeah. We did fine. It wasn't that we had like 3 feet surge, you know, but not a big deal. But what we really have to lament is the poor people up in the coastal bend of Florida, up by Steen Hatchie, Cedar Key, Sop Choppy. Those poor towns up there just really got wiped out. A lot of suffering.
You must be wondering, as most of us are, where the president is, where the vice president is. Former President Trump is in Georgia, but the vice president said, she sends her best wishes from while she was standing in Las Vegas doing fundraising. That, I don't know, rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, that's about all you get out of her. Topical.
Yeah. Do you, let me ask you, Mr. Ambassador, because a lot of us are sitting here and thinking, we are on board with President Trump. Some of us are later to the party than others, by the way. And yet I still hear people who say, I think she's the person. And when you ask them what the policies are, what the beliefs are, they can't share anything. Have you seen anything out of her in your time in D.C., in the House, in government? Have you seen anything from her that would make anybody think, she's exactly who we need?
No, it's just the opposite. I'm scared to death. She can't even make a sentence. I've got a 2-year-old grandson that can make a better sentence than she can. All she talks is in bogus platitudes.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what we have? And this is a dangerous world. We need strong leaders that know how to do things, and she is none of that.
Yeah.
We need a Reagan. And Donald Trump's the closest thing we have in this binomial race to be able to accomplish important things in the world right now.
It's such a wonderful perspective that President Trump is the guy that is clear to you is the closest to a Ronald Reagan that we've had since the president himself. You do have to be tough on this world stage.
Well, you do. I mean, foreign policy requires operating from a foundation of strength.
Yeah.
And that's why it worked so well in the Cold War with Dean Acheson and Paul Nitze and,
mm-hmm.
and George Kennan. And it worked well with the Cuban Missile Crisis. And look at President Kennedy. Who did he call in? He called in Dean Acheson, Paul Nitze, George Kennan. He called in the smart guys.
Yep.
We don't have the smart guys now.
Now, this is the follow-up to that. I want to remind everybody, former Ambassador Francis Rooney is joining us. Can we actually come back? I mean, we've had 4 solid years where it just seems to me, as a bystander, you know, this administration has done everything possible to weaken this nation, even if President Trump is reelected, and God willing, he will be. But can he actually rebuild us to where we need to be? Is that a doable project?
Well, just think back to 1980. The fact that Ronald Reagan won told the Iranians, we better get rid of these hostages. Okay? If Trump comes in, if Trump wins and says, you guys straighten up or I'm going to take your ass out, I think we can have some serious progress. And we need it right now. We need it right now.
Yeah. And I got to imagine that behind closed doors, that might exactly be how President Trump says it.
He's pretty direct.
I'm curious, as you look at this, as we try and rebuild our strength in the world, Ukraine is an issue that pops up, and people are puzzled by the amount of money we have sent to Ukraine with seemingly not a lot of results. Are we doing the right thing with Ukraine?
Well, I think we started out doing the right thing. Yeah. But I think it's gone on so long, and now it's become like a Zelensky rent-seeking operation to get more money out of us to continue the status quo. We've got to have some movement towards a solution. And I think President Trump has said that if he wins, he's going to convene the powers and solve this thing. And that's what we need. We need someone to say, okay, Ukraine, you're not going to be part of NATO.
Right.
Russia, you can keep Crimea. Right. And somewhere in the middle is the Donbass area that to be negotiated.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real complicated where the lines would be.
Right. Well, here's hoping that that's the case. Give me a quick 60-second. You look at Prime Minister Netanyahu, who has said, I am fighting for the survival of my people, and that's exactly what we're going to do. How far do you think Bibi is able to go? Can he rid Lebanon of every shred of Hezbollah?
Well, as long as we stay behind him, I think he can go a long way.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the quality of their intel to do the pager thing and the walkie-talkie thing and then take out Nasrallah.
Yep.
To be able to hit that port on the west side of Yemen.
Yep.
There are boots on the ground, and we need them, and we need to help them to accomplish those strategical strikes. Yep. To degrade the enemy.
Ambassador, I so appreciate you being here. I'd love to get you back with some analysis on a few other issues as well. That is former Ambassador Francis Rooney, a former member of Congress, and really, really an interesting gentleman. Brilliant, no doubt. But you take a look at everything that he has done, positions he has taken, and when he offers his insight, he offers his opinion on these things. Believe me when I tell you, he is speaking from a position of knowing full well what is involved. Ambassador Francis Rooney. It is 5:45. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Just taking a moment here. Hanging with Susanna Hoffs. I don't care what the restraining order said. I don't think they're still applicable. That's all I'm going to say. They asked Joe Biden a question. Oh, God. As much as I despise him, I feel sorry for him at this point. He was asked this question. Any comment on the strikes in Yemen? Talking about the military strikes. And he says, and I quote, I've spoken to both sides. They got to settle the strike. I'm supporting the collective bargaining effort. I think they'll settle the strike. I guess he's thinking about the port strike. Because there's going to be a port strike any moment now, which will disrupt those supply chains we heard so much about during the never-ending season of COVID theater. It's craziness. It really is. It's crazy. Oh, speaking of craziness, I got one last little snippet here from MSNBC. And well, all right, I'll remind you. Yes, I do watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. That's all. I think I've got a shirt that says that. Cut number one.
Trump's rehashing of his race-baiting rhetoric comes as a new NBC News, Telemundo, and CNBC poll shows that Harris has a 14-point lead over Trump among Latino voters, 54% to Trump's 40%. And yes, that's a big lead, but it's a shrinking one. Down from what might seem like a big lead, it's a shrinking one because President Biden had a 36-point lead in 2020, and Hillary Clinton had a 50-point lead in 2016.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I mean, all those folks should actually come with subtitles over there. He was upset because, well, Donald Trump is making up ground in the Latino community. Yeah, I mean, this is the thing, is that for all of the nonsense that's been thrown at this guy, the reality is life was better during the time that he was president. That's all. It just isn't that complicated. There are moments where I think, oh, gosh, if only it were that complicated. That would be wonderful, don't you think? But it's not. It's actually pretty simple. It's pretty straightforward. That's what the election's going to be all about. Now, you may or may not know, I don't know how you couldn't know, but you may or may not know, we've got Politics and Pints coming up. This is the eighth iteration of Politics and Pints. We're going to be once again at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Now, my thought process is it's probably the last time that we'll be in Hopewell for a while.
Come on, man.
Well, no, because the whole goal of this had been that we were moving it around sort of like a traveling roadshow throughout central Virginia. So this is the third time we've been there, so I got to think it's probably the last time we'll be there in a while. So if you are located down near Hopewell, Prince George, Tri-Cities area, I would suggest you grab your ticket now. Honest to goodness, grab it ASAP. All you've got to do is head on over to WRVA.com. You'll get your tickets there. Very, very limited supply. You know, we've got Brian Kilmeade is coming back. He didn't even know he was coming back. No, he really, I'm sorry to tell everybody, but he really didn't. I was at the big news talk conference in Washington, D.C., and I was chatting with him backstage. I said, oh, hey, you know, you're coming in for Politics and Pints again. And he looked to his producer slash assistant, said, am I? And she said, oh, yes, you are. He said, oh, yeah, I'm really excited about it. All right. But he is. He's coming in. Dana Lash is coming to town for this. Obviously, John Reed and I are going to be there. Gutman will be there. Take it for what it's worth. But WRBA.com is where you go to get your tickets. Okay, a couple of things you need to know. Tomorrow morning, we're told Kevin Sorbo and Dr. Danny Avula, who wants to be mayor of Richmond. I would prefer Kevin Sorbo as mayor of Richmond, but I don't think that's going to happen. So tune in to John Reed first thing tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. It is a lot of rain coming our way. Please be careful driving. Have yourself a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.